Recorded Books presents Honor Bound by Hallie Bridgman. Narrated by Libby McKnight. Chapter 1. Carangella, Africa. Captain Rick Norton crouched near the edge of the dirt road, ears still ringing from the intense firefight, the smell of gunpowder burning his nose. He looked around, counting team members. Gerald, Jerry Maguire McBride, and Daniel, Pot Pie Swanson, came out of their hidden and elevated sniper spotter positions. They both threw him a silent thumbs up. Travis, Trout, Fisher, crouched nearby, with his carbine pointed downrange and his radio rig tucked away. He also offered a thumbs up. Jorge Pena, Colada, and Bill, Drumstick, Sanders, glided backward toward his position, with rifles at the ready. Up, they said in unison. Rick scanned the jungle around him.
Ozzy, position?
No response. His gut tightened, and he motioned for the men to regroup. Tension flowed through the team like electricity. Then came a measure of relief when they found their combat medic, Phil, Dr. Oz, Osborne, lying under a banana tree. He was trying to patch up his own thigh with a surgical clamp and a threaded needle below his hastily applied field tourniquet. Rick slid on his knees toward him and took the clamp from him.
Got one, Cap,
Ozzy said, his voice hesitating as shock started to overtake his body.
No way I'm getting out of this jungle on my own 2 feet.
Wordlessly, Rick clamped Ozzy's artery, despite its best efforts to warm up and out of sight. Then wrapped a fresh field dressing bandage around his thigh, securing the clamp and protecting the wound.
You don't know that, Doc, Sanders said. I'd want Daddy patching me up if you were otherwise occupied.
Despite his tension, Rick internally rolled his eyes at the Daddy nickname. Sanders had drawled the words in an Alabama accent just to make them sound sweeter. Rick would address his mockery in a more appropriate manner, maybe with a bucket of ice water in some idyllic moment of downtime. For now, he let it slide and listened to Fisher calling headquarters for their extraction. He looked up expectantly as Fisher ended the radio call.
They can pick us up 20 clicks from here, azimuth 26.
20 kilometers? With a quick calculation, Rick translated that distance to just over 12 miles. He scratched his red beard, estimated the amount of blood already lost, observed the raid it continued to soak into the field dressing, and concluded that Ozzy wouldn't make it 2 miles, much less 12. He would lapse into hypovolemic shock before they could get halfway there, and he would undoubtedly expire soon after. The team's military intelligence asset, First Lieutenant Pena, retrieved and studied the laminated map that hung from a snap ring on his pack. In his fascinating mind, Pena carried all their mission details. He had an olive-green bandana tied close around his head, but kept his curly black hair uncovered, and his heavy black beard was shaved close to his face.
There's a village 2 clicks east, near the river. They have an American doctor, Cynthia Myers, in residence.
Rick pressed his lips together.
He knew all about the American doctor. At least, he knew all about her father.
Any other options?
Drop packs, Pena said. 4-man carry to the Exfil LZ. Bounding overwatch. Rotate out every 5 to 10 mics.
Rick considered how long it would take for them to carry Ozzy through the jungle. Even after dropping their heavy packs and rotating in shifts, they would move too slowly.
It would take too long. Have them move up the Exfil time, or relocate the LZ. This is a PR, after all, Sanders said.
Personnel recovery missions merited an elevated priority over routine combat operations, and could require a more accessible landing zone.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?